All right, today we're going to break down one of the most iconic, maybe even intimidating, movements in all of Pilates, the rocking exercise. You know the one. It looks like this beautiful expression of strength and length, but here's the secret. The real magic isn't actually in the final pose. It's all about how you build it, piece by piece. And trust me, it's worth our time. Why? Because this one single movement is an absolute powerhouse. It's designed to wake up, connect, and challenge the entire back line of your body. We're talking from your upper back, all the way down through your glutes, and right into your hamstrings. But that's the million-dollar question, right? Because diving into something this advanced without the right prep, well, that's just a recipe for trouble. So our focus today is all about the how. We're going to walk through the smart, step-by-step path to building this thing safely. And that is exactly where we're going to start. So for just a minute, I want you to completely forget about that big, intimidating final version. We're going all the way back to the beginning, starting with the absolute foundational building blocks. This is how you earn the right to rock. So what is Pilates rocking, really? Well, technically, it's an advanced prone exercise. That just means you're lying on your stomach. And what it does is it weaves together all those muscles on your backside, your spinal extensors, your glutes, your hamstrings, and then adds this gentle forward and back rocking motion. The whole goal? Complete and total coordination and control. Okay, so why should you even care about doing this? Well, the benefits are huge. Seriously, this isn't just about a cool-looking party trick. It's about creating a back that works as one solid unit. It's about opening up that upper back, you know, the part that gets so stiff from sitting at a desk. You get this incredible stretch down the front of your body, and you build some serious endurance in all those muscles that hold you upright. All right, let's dig in. We're starting with block one, the foundation. This is tier one, our essential preps, and I want you to think of these as totally non-negotiable. It doesn't matter how advanced you are, everyone starts here, no exceptions. So what's in this first tier? It's actually just two really simple but really crucial movements. First up, a prone quad stretch. I mean, think about it. We need to lengthen the front of the thighs if we ever want to have a chance of grabbing our ankles later on, right? And second, we've got a prone shoulder extension lift. This is awesome because it starts to teach our upper back how to turn on correctly without cheating by just arching the low back. And here's where it gets kind of nerdy, but really interesting. We can actually look at which muscles are doing the moving versus which ones are holding everything steady. So in this phase, your movers are the muscles in your upper back and shoulders. They're doing the lifting. But check out the stabilizers. It's your deep core system, kind of working silently in the background, along with some key shoulder blade muscles to keep you steady and safe. And that part is absolutely key. Okay, let's move on to our next building block. Block two is all about the connection. Now that we've woken up all the right parts, this is where we start to, well, connect them. We're going to create that signature bow shape, but, and this is important, with no movement. Not yet. So here's how we do it, step by step. You're going to bend your knees and grab your ankles or your shins. Hey, use a strap if you need to. Then you set your core, get everything braced. On an inhale, you gently kick your feet back into your hands. That kick is what creates the lift. You'll feel your chest lengthen forward as your thighs just float off the mat. Hold it there for a breath or two, and then lower down with absolute control. And this brings me to one of my favorite cues ever for getting this shape right. I want you to think, be a bow, not a banana. A bow, like an archer's bow, has this long, beautiful, even curve through its whole length. A banana, on the other hand, just has that one sharp bend in the middle. We want to avoid hinging in the low back, so think bow, not banana. Okay, let's check back in with our muscle map because things are changing. In this tier two hold, the roles have shifted. Now your quads become active movers. They're the ones pressing back into your hands to create that lift. Your glutes and hamstrings have also officially joined the party to help lift your thighs. And look at the stabilizers now. Your obliques, the muscles on the side of your waist, are working like crazy to keep your ribs from popping forward. All right, you ready for the main event? Block three is where we introduce the movement. This is it. We're going to take that beautiful, stable bow shape we just made, and we're going to carefully, deliberately, add that gentle rocking motion.
Now, the secret sauce here is all about coordinating your breath with the movement. So from that static bow shape, you take an inhale and give a little extra kick. That's what glides your chest forward. Then, as you exhale, you just maintain that long shape, and that allows you to rock back as your thighs naturally lift up. It's like this seamless transfer of energy, back and forth. And here's another great little cue to really perfect the quality of this movement. I want you to think, land like a cat, not a drum. This is not about thudding or crashing onto the mat. It should be soft, it should be controlled, it should be quiet. You know, if you're making a bunch of noise, that's your body telling you you've lost a little bit of control. So once you've really mastered that small, super controlled rock, then you can start to play around with tiers 4 and 5. What does that look like? Well, maybe you make the arc of your rock just a little bit bigger. Or maybe you focus more on lifting the thighs on the way back to really fire up the glutes. Or you could just work on endurance, doing short, clean sets. But no matter what you do, control is always, always the top priority. Now, in this dynamic rocking phase, the demand on your body is at its absolute peak. Your back muscles are actively cycling. They're contracting, then lengthening, contracting, then lengthening. And your stabilizers, they are working overtime. Your entire core, your shoulder blade muscles, even your inner thighs are all firing on all cylinders to keep this whole thing clean and integrated. Okay, this brings us to what might be the most important part of this entire breakdown, the safety net. I want you to think of this as your personal blueprint for making this exercise work for your body and, just as importantly, knowing when you need to back off. So you really have to ask yourself an honest question here. Is this movement right for you right now? Because not every exercise is for everybody on every single day. Let's run through a quick checklist to help you figure that out. You're going to want to be really cautious, or maybe just stick to those early prep exercises if you're dealing with any acute disc or back pain, knee trouble, or shoulder impingement. And this is definitely one to avoid in the later stages of pregnancy, or if you have osteoporosis, where that rocking motion isn't a great idea. You know the golden rule, always, always listen to your body. Okay, let's troubleshoot a few of the most common mistakes. Feeling that banana back pinch in your low back? Remember the fix, length first, then lift. Are you landing too hard? Just soften your range of motion. Remember to land like a cat. And what if your shoulders are creeping up to your ears? The fix is to think about sliding your shoulder blades down into your back pockets. See? The fix is usually just a tiny little shift in your focus. And please, please remember, modifying an exercise is a sign of intelligence, not weakness. It means you're listening to your body. Got a sensitive low back? Try a small pad under your pubic bone. Quads super tight? Straps are your best friend. Same for limited shoulders. These little changes can make the exercise feel completely different and way more accessible. So, when all is said and done, what's the real takeaway here? It's that the magic isn't really in that final perfect-looking peak pose. The real value, the real strength, the real body awareness, all of that is built in the process. It's in mastering each and every tier with absolute control. You know, that idea goes way beyond just this one Pilates exercise. It really leaves us with a bigger question to chew on, doesn't it? If you take the time to truly build and master the fundamentals, what else could you build with a stronger foundation?